And she went 6 years to college and got her education, and now she makes a megabuck.
Are you a proud mama?
Yeah, I'm proud because she was raised right. If she'd been with her real mother.
Hello, excuse me, ma'am. Can you hear me? This is Eddie from this is Eddie from the National Security Agency. I've been monitoring this phone call. We need you two ladies to stop being racist. We monitor the calls now.
What are you doing on the phone? You eavesdropping?
We're eavesdropping. We're with the new Trump thing. It's new Trump thing Trump's doing. So
Trump.
You just stop being racist, okay? I'm going to drop off the line now.
Not.
But you two stop being racist. Okay, goodbye.
We're not being racist. What?
What was that?
He said he ain't racist. No.
They're eavesdropping.
Well, who was that? I didn't sign up for that.
They're eavesdropping. They know everything we said.
Maybe it was Elvis?
Hang off the phone or they'll thank Trump.
You know,
I don't approve of them coming in there or running their mouth. Trump done this. Trump done that. They can leave us alone.
I know. Well, they're breaking in our calls and
makes you wonder.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you wonder who's on the other end. They must be holding it.
Maybe. What are they holding? Sometimes.
I asked you.
Hello, hello. Can you ladies hear me? You need to stop talking smack about us because it's hurting our feelings and I don't appreciate it. And stop talking so much smack about Trump as well.
Business have you got on the phone with us telling us what to do? We ain't bothering nobody.
I'm just supposed to be listening.
And
I'm not really supposed to be.
My best advice to use to hang up and leave us the hell alone.
Listen,
you ain't got
here,
no right to interfere with us.
Listen here, ma'am. We're instructed to monitor your phone calls for racism.
I'm not saying that.
Well, you guys were being a bit racist earlier, and we just needed to ask you to cut that out.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, then.
What card are you holding?
Oh, don't give me none of your mumbo jumbo talk, lady. I don't appreciate it.
Well, I don't either.
Well, I'm just going to go back to my monitoring, and I'll be listening, though, so don't be making fun of us. Because
I am making fun of nobody.
You were saying, you're talking about cards and saying we're probably jealous. And Steve, he started crying when you said that. He's like, I'm not jealous. She doesn't know what she's talking about. And he made me get up. Okay, I got to get going. I'm not allowed to answer that question, man. Oh, I am getting off the phone.
Get off the phone.
I'm not going to come back either.
Well, good. Stay off of it. Leave
it alone.
Goodbye.
Oh, my.
You there? What card was they holding? You couldn't answer me.
No, he didn't have a...
Eavesdropping. You know, we need to turn this over to the phone company.
Listen here, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Listen here, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Just listen here, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
Pervert.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Just stop monitoring our baby.
What?
You son of a bitch. Listen here, you son of a bitch.
You're
son
not
of
gonna
a bitch.
Enjoy it.
Son of a bitch. Listen here, you son of a bitch.
Believe me.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Listen here, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Just stop monitoring our baby.
No.
You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Just stop monitoring our baby.
No.
You son of a bitch. You fucking creep.
Could I what?
Where do you live? How about this?
What?
Go fuck yourself.
You're calling me and fucking threaten me and fucking bring me and shit?
What? Believe me.
Who?
Believe me.
Just a prank
call. I'm coming down that street. I'm coming down that street.
Well, dude, what are you fucking calling me for then, motherfucker? I ain't lived there 10 years.
10 years.
What?
Dude,
what are you fucking calling me for then, motherfucker? I ain't lived there 10 years. Dude, what are you fucking calling me for then, motherfucker? I ain't lived there 10 years.
Keep it in the water.
Roy? What is your name?
Roy? Bullshit.
What is your name?
Roy? Bullshit. Why? Are you gonna hurt me?
No!
Shut up.
All right.
Why don't you just hang up the fucking phone, you piece of shit?
Okay.
Oh. You son of a bitch.
What?
You son of a bitch.
This is just a prank call. You need to calm the fuck down.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show, episode 869. It's brought to you by Half Alpha, Matt Chu, Javello, Audi Love, and Danny Boy. Those five people support the show. Why don't you? Over at patreon.com/phonelosers. There's also options for Apple and Spotify. Go look at the description and you'll find all the links to all the things. I'm sure most of you know that the death of Skype is coming soon. On May 5th of this year, they're going to shut down forever, and they think everyone's just going to move over to Microsoft Teams. So that's exciting. That's going to force a lot of people to find a new messaging service and phone call machine, and everyone's having to learn how to use virtual audio cables and stuff. It's getting really weird here in the prank call community. I have orders from a listener named James. He wants me to ask all of you if there are any good spoofing services left. I may have done this already. I've gotten so bad at keeping my notes updated and everything for the show notes. But you guys remember Spoof Card, right? I used to do so much spoofing on there. I don't think those kind of places exist anymore, do they? And I'm still able to spoof on VoIP.ms, but I hear most other people are not able to. I think they've just overlooked me for now. I'm sure my ability to spoof will disappear any day now, but that's okay. I have like 25 phone numbers across the United States and Canada. I think that'll help keep things running for me, but is there any way to do that anymore at all? I heard someone say recently that they knew of another VoIP service that still allowed you to, but I forget which one that is. Let us know in the comments. Jason really wants to know. Oh, and look at this. I put a note for myself in this one that says, incidentally, Jason is the guy whose family I pranked on Thanksgiving of this year, which is actually last year, 2024. And whenever I prank someone's family, I will often send them an email and say, hey, I pranked your whole family, so be ready for that. And I did that for Jason. I remember pranking his entire family. I think it was on a Hobosode. Oh yeah, it's right here. Hobosode number 464. It's called Pranks for Thanksgiving. And Jason just gave me his entire address book and I pranked all of them. And they were all together. It was kind of cool, like at different houses, I think. And Jason says, hey, Brad, yep, I heard the episode yesterday. I laughed my ass off. Thanks. Adam and Nick actually put out Facebook posts alerting everybody that their numbers were being spoofed. Really made for a fun Thanksgiving. Thanks again. P.S. I'll work on another list to get you in the near future. Oh, and I guess that's everything. After that, he starts asking me about text spoofing services. So, Hobosode 464 was successful, apparently, according to Jason. He doesn't say if he told everyone else that he was in on it. He's probably just some psychopath that laughs silently at the hilarious joke that he played on everybody. Good job, Jason. If you have any answers to those questions about spoofing and all that, please leave them in the comments of wherever you're listening, and hopefully me and Jason and anyone else that wants to know will know if he can still spoof anymore. What else? I was on The Collective again this week. That's on Saturday afternoons on prankcast.com. If you're tired of me not doing enough shows, at least I'm on that show and sometimes Devin's show and occasionally on other shows. But that would have been on Saturday the 8th of March 2025. And there will be another collective show tomorrow. I don't know who it's going to be hosted by. Not by me, but be sure to tune in for that. That's always kind of fun. All right, I'm tired of all this talking bullshit. Let's make some phone calls.
Landpoint, how can I assist you?
Hey, I'm staying in a room here right now.
Say that again?
Oh, you heard me. I said I'm staying in a room. I spray foamed the walls because it was a little cold last night.
What's your room number?
Well, I don't want to tell you, but I just, is there going to be a charge for that, for spray foaming the walls?
What?
I spray foamed the walls. I spray insulationed the walls.
Okay.
I'm a contractor. I had a truck outside. I had a bunch of spray foam insulation left over. I spray foamed all of the walls.
But sir, how am I going to come to know you are staying here?
Oh, well, I just wanted to know, do you know something that removes that from the walls?
What?
How do I get the spray foam off of the walls? I'm trying to take it off.
Sir, come to the desk, sir.
Hey, buddy. Look, I'm trying to peel off the spray foam, and it's peeling off the drywall with it.
Can you come to the desk?
Well, right now I'm trying to get rid of the spray foam, and I'm really high right now. Look, it's oil based, and it's really smelly in here. I need to get this stuff out of here.
Okay, so let me help you. What's your room number?
I don't think I actually slept last night. I think I was unconscious the whole time.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
From the smell, from all this oil, I should get a discount for all the oil smell.
Okay, but what's your name?
Eddie.
Say that again.
Eddie. So, do you know any chemicals I can put on?
Are you crazy? Can you give me a name?
Hey, shut up, buddy.
You shut up.
Hey, I'm not going to shut up. Hey, you better shut up.
Hey, you, come to the desk if you have a...
Oh, hey, you come front of me. Come front of me, Ben Cho.
If you have a sheet in your ass, come to the desk, okay?
Oh,
I'll
no.
show you what I have. Come.
Oh, no, I won't come. I refuse to come. What did he say? If I had a shitty ass? I did not understand that.
Thank you for calling Hampton West Ashley. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm in the hotel next door. You know, the steakhouse and sushi bar?
Yeah.
The building. I'm on the roof right now. I'm a guest. I'm staying in your hotel, though.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I hacked into some of the computers on the Wi-Fi network. And there's this one lady. She's sitting in front of her computer, and she's naked. I'm trying to identify which room she's in. So that's why I'm on the roof over here next door at the restaurant. I'm looking through my binoculars. But
you're on the roof of the restaurant looking at the hotel, and you can see a lady on her computer naked.
Yes, I found her, you know, because I'd found her on her webcam because I hacked into her computer. And she was naked on
the...
Why am I on speaker all of a sudden? Can everybody in there hear me?
I'm sorry. I'm going to give you to my general manager. Can you please tell him what you just said to me?
What was that thing that had just happened, though? I heard a bunch of crazy buzzing sounds. And it sounded...
That must just be my phone. I'm not sure.
It sounded almost as if I were put on speakerphone.
No, but my general manager is standing next to me. Can I give you to him, please?
Are you trying to fool me? Yeah, I'll talk to the general manager.
Hello?
Sir, she put me on speakerphone and then she pretended she didn't.
What are you talking about?
Speakerphone. You know, it's like a button on the phone and you push it.
No, I don't know. I never heard what speakerphone.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm explaining it to you. So there's a button on your phone.
I don't need your explanation. So tell me what's going on.
Oh, well, you asked. So I was just trying to explain it to you.
No, thanks.
Well, no, that's what I did. I'm on the roof of the restaurant next door. I'm looking in your windows with binoculars. There's a lady in front of her window, and she is not wearing clothes.
And why you are looking over there?
Oh, because I hacked into your Wi-Fi network, and I hacked into several computers there on the Wi-Fi, and this one had a lady sitting in her room, and she was naked. So I came over here to the restaurant across the parking lot, and I'm looking through my binoculars, and I found her. So she's on the second floor, and if I'm looking at the building from the restaurant, she's about four windows over. So is that four rooms over?
All right, well, I'm calling the cops on you.
Don't you call the cops on me.
I am.
Oh, you better not, because I'm not doing anything
wrong.
Well,
you better stay there until I get the cops over there.
Oh, I'll stay here, but it's not because you're telling me to. It's just because I'm watching this naked lady in her window.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you.
I think you need to go talk to her because she's not supposed to be in there naked.
No, I'm calling the cops on you. I want the cops to talk to you.
She's basically doing obscene gestures at me with her boobs because they're like hanging out and she's got the window open. You know, he's going to go upstairs as high as he can. And he's going to try and look down on the roof of the Japanese steakhouse next door. I thought it was a hotel next door at first, so that's why I said it was a hotel in the beginning. That damn naked girl at the hotel, she's just haunting me forever. It's been a real problem these past couple of years.
Stuck it on me, and I wasn't going to try to peel it.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn Express. Be sure you're speaking on my director call.
Hello, ma'am. This is the front desk.
Yes.
I'm in my room right now. I'm a guest.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question about the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I've been hacking into all the computers that I can find on the Wi-Fi. It's just my hobby. It's something I do. And I was able to hack in.
not only into the guest computers, but I was able to hack into the hotel computers. I can see
hold on for a second.
I can see payroll documents and customer databases.
Hold on.
Ma'am, what?
He said he was able to hack into all our computer stuff. So, hey, he said he's a guest here, so I didn't lie. But
hello?
What did she just say? I'm lying? Why would I lie to you? I'm staying in my room right now. I'm on your Wi-Fi.
You already get into payroll.
You need to tell her to shut the fuck up. She doesn't even know what she's talking about.
So what can we do for you, sir?
Well, I'm very angry that the entire customer database is just all open wide and I can see into it. You need to tell her to shut the fuck up. I cannot hear myself talk because she's back there yammering.
Are you in a hotel room right now?
Yes, I'm in my hotel room. I'm staying here.
Which room are you in?
And I don't want you coming up. No, don't even ask. You're going to send that lady up that's all back there yelling in the background?
No, I'm asking you what hotel room you're in my hotel.
But look here, sir. I can see everything on the network. I can see the security cameras. Mm-hmm. I have access to those. I can see the drops. I saw the drops in there. I saw the payroll documents. I see the customer database. Mm-hmm. Very angry about this.
Mm-hmm. And what room are you in, sir? What's your name?
Oh, I am never going to tell you that. All I can tell you is that
if you're not going to tell me anything, then there's nothing I can do to help you.
Oh, good. I don't want any help from you because you don't even know how to secure a network, you stupid motherfucker.
Okay, sir. You have a blessed day.
I'm very angry. That first lady was great. I need to talk to her again.
Best Western Charleston in.
Hey, this is Eddie. I'm a guest here.
Okay.
I have a question about the Wi-Fi.
What do you need to know?
Well, I was able to use the Wi-Fi, and I was able to hack into a bunch of computers all over the network. Some of them belong to the guests that were staying here, but ma'am, a lot of them belong to the hotel. And I don't appreciate that, because I'm in this database.
So, what is your name? What room are you in so we can find out if this is you or not? What room are you in?
What? No, I don't want you coming up here. You guys can't even secure the goddamn network. I don't want you coming up to my room.
Bye.
What do we buy? I'm not getting very good service at these hotels.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Residence Inch. This is King. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm a guest here. I'm staying in my room right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the Wi-Fi. I just have some questions about the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Like, I was able to use my hacker tools to get into a lot of guest computers last night. But the part that I'm really angry about is I was able to get through to a lot of the hotel's computers, too. So I can see the customer database, and I can see all your payroll documents. Like, those computers are just completely open. They shouldn't be open like that. I have security camera access. I can look at all the cameras.
Okay, well, thanks for letting us know. Let me transfer you to our manager, okay?
Hi, this is High Place Town Center. How can I help?
Oh, hey there. I'm a guest here. I've been staying here. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I found some keys. They're like car keys, but they're also house keys and all that stuff. And
where did you find them?
Just out in the hall, like just down the hall from where I'm at.
Are they still there?
Yeah, well, no, I took them. Do you know where Mario's Peruvian Chicken is?
Yes, it is the next shopping center over to us.
Okay, I know. I drove over there in their car. I figured out which car was there. It was in the parking lot.
Oh?
So I'm over at Mario's Peruvian Chicken place now.
Okay.
So what do I do?
I would bring the keys back here just in case they come looking for them.
So I should leave their car here at Mario's?
I would bring the car back to here where it was.
I don't know about that, because I took a edible before I came over here, and I'm feeling really weird right now. Like, I can stay over here and eat for a few hours, and maybe it'll wear off.
Can I put it on hold real fast?
Okay.
What is the last name of your last name?
Oh, I just go by Eddie. I don't, like, my name would be in the computer there. But, like, if you just tell them if someone's missing their car, like, I should be able to be back by 5. I'm not sure I'm in the condition to drive back, you know?
Well, could you walk back with their keys?
I'm a little bit lost. And I don't have my phone, so I can't really use maps.
Are you calling from Mario's, like, right now?
Well, I'm out in the parking lot right now. I'm in their van. But, I'm looking through their glove box right now. I'm wondering if maybe they have an extra cell phone in here so I can use the maps.
And what phone are you calling off of?
They have a button you press up on the rearview mirror, and it puts me in some sort of, information services, and I was able to call through this thing.
Well, there would have to be a phone connected to the car.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's built into the car. You ever think of that? I just don't know how it all works. But I'm looking through their stuff. I found the registration. They're not even from around here. Or I might just take it over to their house.
What's the name on the registration?
Oh, I don't think I'm allowed to repeat that because this isn't my van. And
you shouldn't be in someone else's vehicle.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't want to do two wrongs. That doesn't make a right. I can't just be...
Well, the right thing would be to bring it back here.
If I were sober, but I had some edibles, as I mentioned. And
so do you want me to get the police over there so they can get the keys
from
you?
No, don't do that. That's silly. This isn't a police matter. It's just, I thought I'd be right back. I thought it would be a drive-through. Mario's Peruvian Chicken, it sounds like a place that would be a drive-through. But now here I am, waiting for my waitress.
But I thought you said you were outside.
I know, but they said it's going to be like a 30-minute wait because of just the crowd they have right now. What do I do?
The only thing you should do is bring it back here. If you're not in the right condition to drive, you need to call the cops because there's nothing I can do.
Oh, no. Maybe I'll get someone here at the chicken place to drive me back there because they probably know where your place is.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'll tell the police you gave me permission to drive this person's car.
I'm not giving you permission to drive someone's car.
Well, it sounds like you just did. You said that the best thing to do would be to drive it back.
No, you said for someone to drive you over here.
Well, yeah, but it's not their car either. I don't know. I think I should just leave it here and I'll just, just forget it. And maybe you could just tell them to go down to Mario's. Tell them to walk down there. What are you doing? It took her a minute to hang up on me. I don't really know what I'm doing, by the way. I'm just calling up hotels. It's been a while since I've called up hotels on my own show. And I have all these weird hotel ideas that I've written down during other shows that I've been on. And I've got this one here that I really wanted to do. It involves an elaborate prank, but it might be just a little bit too elaborate.
Thank you for calling Hampton Inn. This is Mary. How may I assist you?
Hey, Mary. I have a question. I'm a guest here. I'm staying here already.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some friends coming in. We're going to be live streaming a really good prank on them over by the pool area.
Okay.
Where we're going to turn the water fluorescent green with a chemical and put bubbles in it.
In a pool?
Yeah. It's just to make them freak out, though. So,
unfortunately, we can't have people doing that. While I definitely can see how it can be funny, unfortunately, it could cause other problems. You don't know people's allergies or anything, or it could
damage.
It's
a safe chemical. No one's ever been allergic.
Even being so, we cannot have that. It could damage our pool. It could damage our equipment. Unfortunately, we just are not able to allow that type of thing to happen.
I'd be mostly worried about their eyes because, oh my gosh, I swam in this chemical before. It really burns your eyes.
And as you're pointing out, that could cause issues for your friends or other guests. So unfortunately, we do not allow that type of thing.
I don't know about you, but I wouldn't be swimming in a pool that was fluorescent green. and had bubbles coming out of it, I'd be like, oh my gosh.
Very true, which means now my staff has to close up, pull down, and then clean it.
Oh no, well, probably it'll just filter out eventually, I bet.
Yes, unfortunately, we do have other guests who may want to use those facilities, so even though it may filter out, we would still have to take care of that.
All your guests are going to love this. It's going to be hilarious on TikTok. And we got like
multiple
cameras.
Unfortunately, we do not allow that type of thing to happen at our hotels. So while, again, it may be entertaining, unfortunately, we just are not able to allow it to happen.
My friends are driving over here right now from the airport, and we've already got the barrel of green dye back there, ready to go. Green dye / bubble dye.
Well, unfortunately, we just can't allow you guys to do that.
Yeah, we're going to do it. I'm sorry. It's already a done deal. We've hooked the barrel into the water pipe. We welded it on. I mean, we didn't weld it. We screwed it on there.
So if you do go, if you do continue with this, I will have to reach out to the authorities because it will be damaging.
No, don't do that.
Possibly damaging to our property.
Do not call the authorities, please.
Unfortunately, at this time, I'm going to ask you to stop what you are doing.
Mia,
and
they're on
leave
the
a
way.
Pool area.
This is going to be, you're going to laugh. Like, I promise you, like, if you come back here while we're doing the prank, you're going to laugh. It's going to be funny because this chemical is quick reacting. It's going to be like instant
fluorescent. I'm sure you guys would. Some people may find it entertaining. Unfortunately, again, we do not allow this.
Like both.
So if you make the decision to, we will not allow this. If you make the decision to continue with this, unfortunately, we will have to call the authorities, and you will be escorted off our property and banned from our hotel.
Ma'am, I'm a chemistry student, but my friend isn't, so he's not going to know what's going on. I'm just going
to
tell him.
That has nothing to do with this. We do not allow people to do this to our facilities, so unfortunately, I'm going to ask you one last time to please stop what you're doing.
Okay, request denied. Request denied. I'm sorry. We've got to do it. Like, we've already bought the chemicals, and our friends are on the way over from the airport. We have to do it. It's got to be done. It's going to be a funny prank.
Okay, well, you know what? Actually, we have one of the local police officers who is going to be coming out of our facilities just as a routine. I will ask him to come by our pool area, and if there's any of this is going on, I will have you escorted.
Okay,
escorted off of property and possibly arrested.
But at that point, we'll already have the TikTok footage. So we'll be like,
and
hell
that's
yeah.
That's fine, but you will still be arrested for damage to our property.
Okay, well, it's going to be cool. Like, you won't believe
no,
this chemical.
You may find this entertaining, so unfortunately, at this time, I have asked you repeatedly not to continue with this. And if it does continue, we will have to involve the authorities.
Man,
so
you
can make the decision you want at this time.
You can do a backfloat. You can do a backfloat and make like snow angels in the chemical.
Sir?
What?
Does not matter?
Yeah, it does. No,
I'm asking you not to continue with this, and if you choose to, I've explained to you the consequences. So I'm going to end this conversation.
Okay, but when you're making snow angels,
we will be having you arrested.
When you're making snow angels, it tickles your skin. The chemical does, you know, because it's eating through your skin. Okay, that was one of my elaborate pranks. I actually have two written down here. I was trying to ask her, like, wait till you see what we have planned for their room, but stupid bitch wouldn't let me talk.
Thank you for calling home 2x2 Airport. This is Sophia. What may I help you with?
Oh, hello. I'm a guest here. We're staying up here in a room. I have a question.
Yeah.
We've hooked up a large barrel of, it's like colored dye into the water pipes. It's like a blue dye. It's for a prank we're doing for my friend. He's getting ready to arrive here in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
But we're afraid some of the dye might end up getting in the neighbor's waters, too. Is that going to be okay?
Let me transfer you to my manager. Is that all right?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to end this.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
This is Michelle. How may I help you?
Oh, hey there. I was just letting the other girl know that we had a barrel of blue dye hooked up to the water lines up here in our room. And it's okay. We did it all ourselves. It doesn't cost you guys anything. But we're just you know, we're playing a prank on my friend's wife. That's all.
What room are you in?
215.
215?
Yeah, so...
And you were just informing us?
Well, you know, some of the dye, it might... It's going to be in the hotel's water system, so it might get into the other rooms. But we think it'll mostly just be straight into our bathroom.
Yeah, we can't have that.
Okay, well, I mean, it's already hooked up, and she's on her way in. We're going to be secretly filming her in the shower, and she's going to get blue dye poured all over her whenever we pull
And what was your name?
Whenever we pull the lever. So,
what was your name?
Roy. I never said that, though, but you sure made it sound like you already knew, didn't you?
No, I didn't know. You called. I'm just getting the information from you.
I know. So, okay, so just, you know, if anyone on the second floor complains, it's just a big barrel of...
If anything happens, they're going to... Whoever is renting that room, they're going to get charged.
Well, it won't hurt anything. It's just blue dye.
But if other guests get blue dye in their water, that's not fair to them.
Yeah, but it's non-toxic. They'll just let them know it's non-toxic.
But it's not fair to them to have blue dye.
Okay, well, it's just for a prank, and we're going to unhook it as soon as we're done. But we've got this whole barrel of blue dye, and we're going to inject it into the water lines, and I think it'll just go straight out of our shower. I'll leave our shower running until the blue dye goes away.
Just know if there's any damage that the owner of the person that's renting that room will get charged.
Oh, does that how much?
And I'll
how
let
much
the general manager know how much? Whatever the damage is.
Oh, there's not going to be damage. It's just blue dye. Blue dye.
We shouldn't
with
even
the, what's that?
Hooked that up in the first place. Yeah, that's not.
Oh yeah, but no, it's cool. I know how to do plumbing. We hooked it up temporarily into the water pipes.
We're
backfeeding it through the sink.
Yeah, just know that the person that's renting that room is in charge of all that damage, blue dye. If anything gets on, like, towels and they get destroyed, they get in trouble.
Oh,
They'll get charged.
It'll probably just wash out, I would think. It's just blue dye.
I'm just informing you that if it doesn't, the person renting that room gets
charged. I'm just letting you know.
All,
it'll probably wash
that.
Out, okay? And this is going to be a hilarious prank on my friend's wife.
Yeah.
We're going to film her in the shower. Oh, yeah, you don't think so, but, you know, we're going to think so. We're going to laugh and laugh. We're going to put the video on TikTok, and it'll go viral. I think that's one I tried to do on the Collective show once a few weeks ago. And guess what? It didn't work out. But that was kind of funny. She's arguing with me about blue dye.
Thank you for calling Template Suites. This is Mary. How may I help you?
Hey there. I just needed to find out what to do with these keys I found out in the hall. I'm a guest here. I'm already staying here.
Okay. You could just bring them to the front. That's fine.
Okay. Well, is that, like, because I'm over at Denny's right now. I found the car that the keys belong to, and I took it to the Denny's.
It's car keys?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's got house keys. It's got everything on it. Looks like someone's big old key ring. It looks like a lady's key ring, you know, because it's a big old mess of random rings and, you know.
And then you found it here at the hotel or there?
Oh, I found it here at the hotel. It was up in our hallway, like up where we're staying. And,
yeah, if you want, when you come back, you could just drop it off in the front desk. That way, if they come looking, I'd just give it to them.
Okay, but in the meantime, if any guest comes in and says their car got stolen, can you just let them know we took their car to the Denny's?
Wait, you took their car?
Yeah, yeah, because we found their keys. So we just went around the parking lot hitting the button until we saw their car light up.
I don't think you could do that.
Oh, no, it's easy. You just hit the button, and the button, it's like a receiver transmitter thing. It knows when you hit the button, and the car lights up because it sees you hitting that button. So
okay.
It basically signals us. It's like, come here, come here. Open me, open me.
Yeah, I don't think that's... I don't think you're supposed to do that, though.
Okay.
If you could just bring them back right when you come back, please.
Okay, well, we're going to be here quite a while. I've got a big family table. My parents are here, and my wife's parents, and we got our kids. We're going to be here a while. here at Denny's.
Okay.
So, you know, just a little while.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Why are you hanging up? I'm thinking she wasn't believing me all of a sudden. Call me crazy.
Thank you for calling Ramada by Wyndham Tucson. This is Rosie.
Hey, Rosie. It's Richard from the corporate office.
Hi.
I was calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It'll just be a very quick survey for him.
Okay.
Someone from the main office is calling for me. They asked to speak to a random customer. Would you answer?
Hello?
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Oh, this is King Richard from the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, who's this?
My name's Judy.
Oh, hey, Judy. I'm just a corporate office worker here. I'm going to be in town tonight, you know, just on business. And, you know, I just want to know if you'd want to maybe smash uglies.
This guy is joking.
Hello?
Hello?
He's not.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't, what's she saying? I want
to smash uglies.
I don't know if you guys heard that. I'm going to have to turn up the volume on that. But the lady I spoke with told the hotel clerk that I was wanting to smash uglies with her. Oh, yeah, it's bump uglies, isn't it? Oops. You don't smash uglies. You bump uglies.
Holiday Inn Express. This is Victoria. How can I help you?
Hey, Victoria. It's Richard from the corporate office.
Yes.
I was calling to find out if there's a customer in there for the customer survey. I just need to speak with the customer to do a survey with them.
I'm checking someone in right now.
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect if I could just speak with them.
Okay, let me just ask her. Would you mind doing a customer survey real quick?
He's on the line. It'll be a few seconds.
Like online?
Yeah, it's our home office.
I'm going to hand... It's not too many. She has a child. She doesn't want to be up here for too long.
Oh, okay, no problem. It'll be very fast.
Okay, I'm going to hand you over.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hello?
Oh, hi. Is this the customer?
Yes.
Hey, what's your name?
Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie. My name is Richard from the corporate office. I am going to be in town tonight, and I'm looking to score some poontang, like a poontang hookup for the weekend. Are you available?
They said you're looking to score a hookup, a poontang.
Poontang. They just tattle on me and hang up. That's no fun. I guess she just didn't want to argue about poontang while she's holding her kid.
Best Western, this is Mariana. How may I help you?
Hey there. I'm a guest here. I'm staying here right now.
Yeah.
And I hooked up a water compressor into the water lines. Like I plumbed it and everything. It's like it's hooked up in there. It's an industrial strength water compressor.
Okay.
On the water lines. And I thought it was an air compressor. I thought it would just give me better air pressure.
Okay.
So I'm sorry for what I've done. It's a water compressor, ma'am.
I'm not sure what that means.
Oh,
so
my
did it
gosh.
Mess up? Did it mess up anything?
Well, I hooked it up backwards. You know, there was an input and an output, and I was supposed to hook it up to the output, but I hooked it up to the input on the water pipes, the input water pipe.
Uh-huh.
So it's decompressing. I mean, it's compressing all the water in your pipes. But whenever anyone uses the water, it's gonna immediately decompress, and it'll be like dumping a bathtub of water into your sink. Or when you flush the toilet, it'll be like flushing 7 toilets.
Okay.
Because the water decompresses. I'm compressing the water. I've got a compressor hooked up to it. I'm so sorry. I feel like a big dummy.
What was the room number?
225.
225. Okay.
Yeah.
So can you
this is going
stop
straight.
That or like?
I'm afraid to unplug it now because it's making a loud noise, and loud noises are honestly a bit frightening to me. And also, I had to. This is not just like a device that you plug into your wall. I had to hook it into where the air conditioning goes. I unwired the air conditioning, and I wired up this compressor because it's 220 volts. It's compressing all the hotel's water. It's going to use up a lot. It's like the water doesn't come out of the pipes any faster. It's just, it decompresses immediately and just dumps. It'll be like dumping a bathtub right in the middle of your bathroom.
Well, okay.
It's going to be a mess in everybody's room. Has anyone complained?
No. Let me see. I'm going to talk to my manager really quick, and I'll see what we can do about this.
Is there a way to decompress the water while it's still in the pipes?
So let me get this straight. You set up a decompressor?
Yeah, well, it's a compressor. It's compressing all the water. I thought it was an air compressor, and it was going to give me better water pressure. But then I hooked it up backwards, too.
Okay, so it's using up all the water. Okay, all right. I will go ahead and give my manager a call and see if we can go ahead and fix this.
Oh, okay, and it's wired into my air conditioner. It's a 220-volt device. Don't forget that part. Are you going to put me on hold, or are you just going to put me on three-way with him?
I'm going to go ahead and give your room back a call, or is there a good phone number to call you back on?
Oh, I could, if you give me his phone number, I could just put him on three-way.
No, it's okay. I'll just go ahead and call them first because they just left, but I will go ahead and give you a call back.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this phone number I'm calling from is perfect then.
Oh, I don't have that. Can you just go ahead and provide it?
Okay. Well, fine. It is 256-48.
Okay. 648.
Ma'am, that's my social security number. You wrote that down?
I did write it down.
I'm kidding. That's my phone number. Yeah, please call me back.
Okay, I can't tell if this is a joke or not. But
oh,
okay.
No, I don't joke, ma'am. I'm a Christian. I'm so sorry.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Are you calling the manager?
Yes.
Because it's just going to compress more and more water the longer we wait.
I will.
Oh, my gosh. What if it decompresses in the pipes?
All right.
Oh, my God. I'm going to look this up on the internet.
Okay, bye.
Bye. The girl is way too calm for this situation. She doesn't know how serious it is.
Thank you for calling the Red Lion Inn and Suites by Sonesta in Goodyear. This is Sylvia. How may I help you?
Hey, Sylvia. It's Richard. I'm in the maintenance room. Oh, I'm a guest there here at the hotel, but I'm in the maintenance. I don't know. There's a bunch of switches in here in this room. You know, the breaker box switches. Do you know what these do?
I don't.
Okay. Tell me if this makes any of the lights blink. Down there. And they hit all these switches in this box.
Nope, I'm not seeing anything, honey.
Huh. Can I just keep shutting off all the switches in the entire room until I figure out which one it is?
Are you here with, like, a company, or?
Oh, no, I'm just a guest. Even my family's here.
I can't have you messing with the breaker box, honey.
Oh, no, I'm in the breaker room right now with the box.
Why?
Well, it was unlocked. But when I hit these switches, I would think, like, I went out into the hallway and there was nobody was complaining that their lights were out or anything, but I don't know how full the hotel is. I knocked on some doors and asked, and they said they were fine.
So we're sold out today, so I need you to leave the breaker room.
Well, I gotta flip the switches back on, right?
So I need you to put it back how you found it, and I need you to leave that room.
Well, it's hard to remember which switches were on and which were off. Should I just turn them all off, just in case?
Let me place you on a brief hold.
For what?
Let me just place you on a brief hold.
I'm going to flip so many switches while you're gone. Mostly off.
Okay, honey, I need you to leave.
Leave what? The electrical room?
Yes.
Well, I was trying to get my
lights. If you are a guest, you're not allowed in my electrical room and you need to leave.
Well, I was trying to get the lights off in my room, but I kept running down there and no matter what switches I flipped, my lights wouldn't turn off.
Okay, then I can put in a note for you. I do apologize, but that doesn't give you permission to go in my breaker room.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure the power was out when my guest arrived.
For what?
Don't worry about that, ma'am. I'm flipping these switches off. I'm just gonna see if these turn off my room when I get back down there.
Are you? Hold on. Okay.
What?
leave my burger room. If you really are in my breaker room, I need you to leave because this is unacceptable behavior as a guest in my hotel.
Okay, well, you shouldn't leave it unlocked then. I was just trying the switches.
Just because the door is unlocked doesn't mean you go in it, honey.
Nope, an unlocked door is an open invitation. I heard that in a movie once.
Well, honey, life ain't a movie, so please leave my breaker room.
Mine kind of is, you know. I just go hotel to hotel and have adventures, you know. And sometimes,
all right.
Oh,
goodbye.
Oh no! Oh no, ma'am. So, what's this noise?
Goodbye.
What's this mean? What's this mean? Lady was not concerned about me at all.
Quality in, this is Cynthia.
Hey, Cynthia. I'm staying here right now. I'm in my room. I have a question.
What's the question?
Oh, I hooked up a water compressor into the water lines in my room. I hooked it directly into the plumbing, and I'm injecting water compression into the water lines, and it's kind of an accident.
Wait, you did what?
I thought this was an air compressor. I was just trying to get better water pressure while I'm away from home. But man,
what room are you in?
This is 225. This is a water compressor.
I'm not understanding what you're doing. I'm not understanding, sir.
Okay, has any of the guests complained that their water tastes like lead paint?
Well, you can't hook anything up to our water stuff.
Okay, well, I didn't... This is just supposed to be for a prank for my friend that's coming in from out of town. And he's going to be staying here, too.
Yeah, so but, please don't do any of that.
Well, no, I've already hooked it up. That's the problem. I thought this was going to be for a prank, but no, I accidentally...
Can you unhook... Wait.
What?
You tried to prank somebody and you hooked what up to our water system?
Oh, no, it's a person I know. It's fine. It's going to be fine.
It's fine.
They haven't arrived yet, ma'am.
I understand, but I would just ask that you don't hook anything up to our water systems.
Okay, but do you know...
In any room.
Like, I didn't know what a water compressor was. I thought it was the same thing as an air compressor. But when the water comes out of the pipes, it's going to uncompress. And it's going to be like more water than they expected. So like sinks are going to overflow in the hotel is what I'm saying. And they're just...
You're about to overflow all of my sinks in my hotel. Do you understand what kind of... what you're about to do?
Well, it's not that I'm doing it. The water is compressed. And as soon as you expose
it... You hook something up to my water stuff, correct?
Yeah, yeah. And it definitely tastes
That's
like...
That's the problem.
It tastes like lead paint in here when we taste it. But it's not real lead paint. It just means it's compressed.
I'm going to send our maintenance man there, but you...
I don't really need the maintenance man to come here, because we're getting ready to...
If you're hooking stuff up to our water and you're trying to pull pranks, we don't do that here, sir. This is a business.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we're here for fun. We're here for vacation. We're going to pull some pranks for TikTok.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. But it won't take long at all. We're just going to be filming my friend's wife while she's in the shower, and it's going to dump blue dye on her head. But that's it's part of the compressor thing. What?
Hello?
Who's that bitch talking in the background? Why don't you tell her to shut the fuck up?
She's our manager here at the property.
Okay. My wife wanted me to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Is it okay if I think of you tonight while I make love to her?
I mean, I can put the cops on the line if you'd like.
No, I don't want to think about cops. I just want to think about you. And I don't want to think about my wife.
Yeah, and they have your phone number. When you call the hotel, they keep your phone number. And
oh, yeah. Is it the 432 number?
Well, we don't see it, but the people recording it do.
Oh, you got people recording your calls? That sounds illegal.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be recording people's phone calls. That's weird. So,
I mean, if you call a company to get insurance, they're going to record the call.
You are just avoiding the question. Can I think about you tonight when I make love to my wife or not?
Not at all. Not at all, sir.
What if I do? Like, you're not going
to
know.
I mean, that's up to you. You wouldn't know who I am to think about me that way.
Oh, no. I remember you. I was down there just a little bit ago.
Oh, but you're calling right now about this?
Yeah, I am.
What's your name?
I was calling about something else, but she's in the background, you know, ruining the prank.
I mean, yeah, we kind of figured it's a prank. I mean, people call talking about their pooping in the pool and stuff, but, you know, it's fine.
Why would I talk about pooping in the pool? I'm an adult.
at the same time.
Oh, no. Yes, we're here for vacation, not business. We're here for fun.
Oh, well, I do hope you enjoyed the call, though.
Whatever. I had that first girl going. She believed it for a little bit. She was getting a little bit huffy-puffy with me and taking her job seriously.
Thank you for calling Residence Inn. This is Catherine. How can I help you?
Hey, Catherine. I hate to ask this, but I just have a question. Someone pranked me up here in my room. They sprayed truck bed liner all over my bathroom walls and ceiling and floor. And it's like all over the toilet. I can't even open the toilet.
Someone that you know, you think you know, or we're
here in the hotel for a reunion. It's my old frat boy brothers.
Oh, okay. Oh my goodness. I thought you were saying it in the way like, I think someone from your housekeeping pranked me or something.
Oh,
I was about
no.
to feel so scared.
No, okay. They must have lifted my key off of me and got in my bathroom. They sprayed everything down with truck bed foam spray.
You need assistance in the bathroom.
Well,
totally understood.
Well, I mean, it's completely, everything's covered in truck bed spray foam thing stuff.
Right, so you need assistance to clean up, correct?
Well, am I going to be charged for it? Cause
No, not at all.
Okay, I managed to turn one of the knobs on the sink, but and I hear the water coming out, but I can't see it because everything's covered up. And I think it's filling...
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and send someone from our housekeeping to take a look at that.
Up, I think it's filling up like the truck bed spray underneath somehow.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and have someone from housekeeping sent up. They can take a look at that.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yes, of course. Remind me your room number, please.
Oh, yeah. Just please come up soon. Oh, gosh. You don't know. Crap.
Is everything okay?
Oh, ma'am. Please send someone up.
Hello?
Hey, she hung up without getting my room number. How am I supposed to get help? She sounded so shocked when the glass broke. I got her good. All right, you know what? Voicemail time.
Just want to thank you for not putting ads in your shows and being like, now it's a segue to our sponsor. Unless maybe like you're like sponsored by the lockpicking lawyer, but I don't know.
You are welcome for not having sponsors or real sponsors. I mean, I just have the Patreon sponsors. But you never know. It could happen. I might go sponsor crazy someday. That'll make everybody really mad. All right, I'm going to delete the rest of your voicemails that you sent this month because you've sent me like 50 of them. I don't appreciate it. And you know what? I've got a lot of other voicemails to play here. Doesn't help when you leave 3 a day. But thanks for leaving that one that was 15 seconds long. That's what I usually do with people that call constantly over and over and over every day. I play their shortest one and delete the rest while I sit here and badmouth them. I'm almost done. Okay, this one's from February. I'll leave it, I guess.
Hey, Mr. Bradford. Hope your day's going good.
It was.
I just had a wild idea here.
Oh, great.
I think you should call up some hotels.
Man.
And ask if you can prepay the smoking fee.
I just did a hotel show. Why are you suggesting this now?
If you can smoke in your room. And, you know, I found that a lot of hotels tend to get really flabbergasted over that idea.
I have
that
noticed.
You're offering to prepay the fee.
Yeah.
To smoke in your room.
That's what I'm doing.
Because, you know, you're not supposed to.
I've heard people doing this. I forget who. I think Despicable Dogs, maybe. Or one of you people that do a show. I can't keep track of you all.
Hello. I am from Europe, specifically in Hungary. I might be your first international fan straight from Hungary.
I did not know Hungary was under the water.
I found your...
Just kidding, huh?
channels, not the last one, I would think. And I started watching them. I used to watch Only Springs, and he stopped uploading, and I found something else. I found you, and you are extremely good. I love your content. Just want to say that you're so creative. And yeah, that's it.
Wow, thanks.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. Finally, someone that's harder to understand than Nobby Guy. But mostly it was your connection problems. It's okay. I'm only making fun of your accent a little bit.
I want you to prank call my peepaw. His phone number is 405.
You idiot. Don't submit phone numbers here. No wonder I can never finish up the voicemails. You guys are always leaving stuff like that.
Hey, Brad. Call me Cactus calling in.
Hey.
I just wanted to say I found a working pay phone at the Albany train station in New York.
Oh, my
Not
gosh.
Albany. Oregon, unfortunately.
I know.
But I know you say you don't care anymore, but if you want to write down the number, this payphone does ring.
Okay.
So whatever your caller ID shows up as. Anyway.
Well, I trust Call Me Cactus for some reason. So I'm going to trust that this caller ID is really a payphone. It's area code 518-465-2173 if you want to call up a payphone at the Albany train station in New York. Now you can do that. You have a phone number. I hear it's fun to call payphones and just talk to people that pick up.
Love you, Brad.
Thanks. Call me Cactus.
Hey, Brad. You're the best. Phone Losers is the best. And my chicken wants to say he loves you, too.
Okay.
Here it comes.
What the hell?
Cactus.
Is that really a chicken, you guys? I don't know. I don't know what a chicken sounds like. Because I never go outside.
Mr. Jerbell, Mr. Jerbell.
Hello.
Anyways, I see here, when I call this number, and it happened last time, you may be aware of this already. It says Pegasus Tattooing.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm calling.
I don't know where that came from, but some girl called into the voicemails recently and said that it was a tattoo shop down the street from her. That was a girl, right? I can't really remember. But I think someone somehow made my phone number belong to a tattoo shop. And I've been getting, I don't know if they're real or not, because I just ignore everything that comes to me on the phone. But on one of my other numbers, I'm getting calls from Google telling me I need to verify my business listing. And I really should probably do that, because it's probably something funny.
Snowplow Show episode 853, about 43 minutes in, there's a call about a microwave. It's like Tenants in Hell type stuff. And, man, you really got me. You were telling them something along the lines of you had put up the tile in the bathroom and you had planted clovers around the toilet, and that every time the toilet had flushed, like with the toilet ring, the clovers would take it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. It's just one of those.
It makes sense, doesn't it? Come on. They're clovers. They absorb all the water.
Understand
so
that
it doesn't
it's hard
leak.
To explain these calls and just what the hell's going on. But anyway, under 30 seconds, listen to that call. Enjoy it.
That was not that was a minute. A minute and 3 seconds. But thank you for the email. This recap has been brought to you by Joe Bell. Wait, is that what he said his name was? I don't know. I just deleted the voicemail. That was probably supposed to be Jerbell.
Hi, Brad. First time caller. Long time listener.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering, what you doing?
It's weird that for a first-time caller, I have your name saved in my address book, Mr. Pearland, Texas.
Brad,
hey.
I heard your beep there, your loud beep. Oh,
I don't have a loud beak.
I think Skype, I think it's actually the getting rid of Skype, I think,
yeah.
From what I've heard.
May 5th. No more Skype.
I was checking a news article and they said they might be getting rid of Skype, but we'll need to see what's happening. Another thing is, what about Elon Musk? What about mentioning Elon Musk in a prank?
This recap of the news brought to you by Knobby Guy.
Call, you know, just to annoy people, say Elon Musk wants your phone number or something like that. Bye.
Okay. You want to call people and say Elon Musk to them? I think I missed part of that.
Hey, Brad, it's me, Rectum Fluid. Just calling to say I farted. I mean, I like your show.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Sorry to hear about the fart attack.
Okay, Brad, Dave Montgomery from Australia.
Hey, Dave.
It's great to hear that you've got the live show set up again.
Oh, God.
It's I think we're well overdue for a hang up the phone show.
I think it's all broken down again by this point.
I do still work for myself. Life coach Dave, I help people with addiction. And, man, I'd love to jump on a call for a live hang up the phone show. And, talk to you soon.
I'll get to
and,
it.
And say hello to big old Carl.
I'm sure Carl will be listening. Hey, Carl, we need to do another Hang Up the Phone show.
It's Babaloo. Hey, you dumbass. Next time you call a motel or something and they're asking for who the person that rented.
Why all this hotel advice after I do a hotel show? Gosh darn it.
The apartment or the hotel room was. Use a nickname. That way, you know, you don't give it some stupid name.
Oh, yeah.
That isn't registered.
Can I give my CB radio handle to him? That should work.
Or Lefty or Susie.
Yeah.
Bert.
Buster.
That's it.
Buster's a good one, right? Or we could do those weird old gangster names like Left Eye Louie, Kid Killing Kyle. The Kyle, he's always killing kids, you know? Wait, no, Kyle's not a nickname. I can't have that one.
Hey, Brad, I had a question. Whatever happened to Gloria that, you know, she used to call in all the time? How has she been? Are you worried about her?
Yeah.
I'm concerned.
Very worried.
I haven't heard about her in a long time, so I was curious. Let me know, please.
Gloria,
thanks.
You need to call in and let this guy know that you're okay. The stranger that you don't even know has been thinking about you.
Bye.
And I actually met Gloria, finally, at the meetup thing in 2023, at the retro tech place thing. I got to meet Gloria, and I actually got on Facebook today, and I saw that she had made a post. I don't remember what it was about, but I'm pretty sure Gloria is doing just fine.
Brad.
Oh, no. Brad. You can't have two of these. No, Nobby Guy, no.
Brad, Hunts Point Hooker, Bronx, New York, changed the intro to your voicemail. Listen, I got home, hey. Brad, and I went to the mailbox, opened up some packages, opened up your envelope that you sent me, and I got a shitload of bad-ass stickers.
Holy
Thanks
shit.
So much. I had a shitty
what
week.
What a coincidence. That's what I sent you.
Came home, saw your envelope. You made my day, Brad.
Aw.
You're a good boy.
Thank you. I'm glad you like the stickers. I'm going to put you in my address book. I don't have enough people in my address book anymore. And I won't even say anything about your area code not being in Brooklyn.
Hey, Brad.
I think your 30 seconds is almost up.
I have a giant box of porn for you that you wanted. Let me know
okay.
when you want it.
I want it now.
Have a good day.
Hurry up.
Brad, you bastard, you rat bastard.
Hey, don't call me
Fuck
a rat
you,
bastard.
Brad.
There's your package, Rat King!
Oh yeah, it's Rat King, not Rat Bastard. Anyway, good job on the exactly 30-second voicemail. I think that's the last one I'm going to play today, because I want to get this show put out tonight. So thanks, everyone, for leaving voicemails. Look at that, there's maybe 3 of them left in March. That's not too bad. I thought it was going to be a lot worse than that. But, you know, I had like 15 from that one fucking guy. And a bunch of doubles from other people. A bunch of 1 second long voicemails that I was able to delete. Good job, me. All right, the sponsors for today's show was Half Alpha, Matt Chu, Javello, Audi Love, and Danny Boy. Thanks everybody who contributes to the show. Remember to figure out caller ID spoofing for me and Jason so we don't have to do any research ourselves. Is it just gone forever? I didn't know they were going to take it away from us. That's crazy. All right, bye, everybody.
call? Who you gonna call? Who you gonna call? Think you better call. Who you gonna call? Who you gonna call? Who can you call?
Corey Haim and Corey Feldman are giving out their personal numbers.
If you call me right now, I'll give you my private number. If you call that number, and I'll give you my personal number if you call that, and we'll rap.
$2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Ask your parents before you call.
901-900-820-8888. And you could win the RoboCop Game Boy. Your telephone is linked to my weapon system. 1-900-909-3500. Get the secret clues and tips for Nintendo players. Don't let Zelda down.
Sorry, I'm not lonely.
Wait for the beat.
You gotta leave your name, you gotta leave your number.
Wait for the beat.
You gotta leave it at the beat.
Wait for the beat.
You gotta leave your name, you gotta leave your number.
Wait.